The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model. And then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Anger is not in and of itself bad. Getting angry is not necessarily a bad thing. Research shows that acting out anger when we are upset does, in fact, make us feel even angrier. It can discharge energy and exhaust you, but does not address the feelings driving anger, and can actually make you more angry. Wherever feelings are coming from, you should not allow anger to take over. By making an effort to curb your anger, you and those closest to you will be happier for it in the long run. Remind yourself that being angry is not going to solve things, it is probably just going to make things worse. While there is a certain amount of justified anger when things are not going according to plan, that is not the kind of anger that is going to help you solve a problem. If you are upset at someone for doing something that they have done a lot of times before, you might feel the feelings are reinforced when you see the behaviors of yourself you are not proud of. For instance, someone who is angry, but does not accept responsibility for that anger, might blame you for being angry at them. You may become so angry you end up harming yourself or people you care about, even though you did not mean to. If you cannot become angry, you may end up being put into damaging situations over again because you have failed to respond to similar events in the past. If you identify with some people, you know not being able to get angry makes you feel worse. Some people are constantly angry, or they cannot stop dwelling on an incident that makes them mad. In fact, some people do not feel they can be angry, even when others have wronged them or treated them unfairly. If someone who has one of these conditions feels anger, it may be a lot harder to get quiet than if they did not have one of those conditions. When someone with these conditions feels angry, they may rapidly get out of control and cause a lot of grief for people around them. When a person feels angry, they can often easily have dramatic thoughts. Anger is a natural human experience, and there are sometimes legitimate reasons to feel anger, such as being hurt by what someone said or did, or experiencing frustration with a situation at work or home. For some people, anger can spin out of control and lead to problems in relationships, at work, or even in the law. Seek help with anger problems if your anger seems to be getting out of hand, leading you to do things that you regret or that are hurting people around you. Talking with an online therapist can help you to identify these underlying issues, center your feelings, and help you control your anger. If you have underlying mental health conditions, your therapist can help manage those as well, which will usually make your anger easier to manage. If you are still feeling overloaded, talk with a psychologist or another licensed mental health professional, who can help you learn to control your anger. Later, you will learn behavior skills and ways of thinking that help you manage anger. When you start your sessions, your counselor helps you identify your triggers for anger and reads your body and emotions for signs of anger. Therapy can help you reach the root of your anger, and a counselor can work with you to resolve any emotional distress, trauma, or unresolved mental health issues. Anger issues may not seem like much at first, but they can interfere with living a happy, healthy, and productive life. Whether it is at work, or with friends, lovers, or relatives, suppressed anger can interfere with being assertive. Repressing anger may also stem from timidity or a fear of what people might think about you. Fear of the reactions of others is a common reason not to show anger yourself. Having difficulty expressing anger may inhibit feelings of discomfort that occur prior to making changes. Unfortunately, some people do not feel capable of expressing their anger and rage. In reality, anger is the emotion that we experience, and rage is the way that some of us act when feeling angry. Another normal emotion, such as shame or embarrassment, may also cause you to feel anger, including feeling ashamed about how you look, thinking, "Why am I feeling so ugly?" Fearing to feel anger may result in unhealthy relationships with anger, feeding a bubbling inferno inside. So allowing yourself to experience anger in a healthy, joyful headspace is a crucial part of creating a happy, healthy mind space. You have to ensure your angry feelings are not causing harm to you or
others. When your teen is upset, instead of reacting based on emotions, which can make things worse, do what it takes to get yourself out of the situation. By getting into it with kids who are outraged, you are probably just fueling their anger even more. If you find that relating to people is difficult, then you are probably going to shy away from rage, since it creates so much stress. Also, it can be a way of relieving some of the stress, as long as you are good at managing it. We are not talking about trying to manage your anger in order to accomplish something, but really being unable to let it out, even when it is totally appropriate. If someone says, "Do not be mad, be M," what they are saying is, if someone hurts you, you should not spend energy getting mad, instead focus on hurting them back.
This was Don't Get Me Mad, by Podka, and this was episode number 128. My name is Fred Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.